eternal life. Your life consists of much more than what you got. I just had a, just in my mind, I thought of somebody driving up in their shiny car to their shiny house, to their trophy wife and their trophy children, and thinking, this is my life, the abundance and the things that I possess. And they're fools. Verse 16. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, this will I do, I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there I will bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods, laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. You know, I understand this thinking process. I don't know how many times in my life it has come across me. If I just had so much money, I could just relax, right? I could just take my ease. I could just, in a good way, I think I'm going to just do my Bible studies, write my music. If I just had some sort of critical mass, I mean, I have absolutely nothing. I mean, I have nothing. I don't have any money. Just so you don't understand, I don't have like some nest egg I'm trying to build up. I'm so broke, it hurts. You know, I have double-digit cash. You know, they talk about six-figure salaries for some people. Some people have it differently, though. Their ground of their deeds and their works and so on, it brings forth plentifully. They have they're doing so well. And he thinks, I don't know what to do with all the money. I know I'll get a 401k and plop it all in there. And then, I'll have ease. My life will be easy from that point. And I'll lay up all my goods in my barns. You know, I'll put it all in the bank or whatever, you know. I'll lay up my retirement fund, and then it'll be vacation, vacation, vacation. And I'll just eat and drink and be happy and have a good time. I love good times. I love to party. I'm just going to have good times. But what does God say? You fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. You're going to die tonight. And who's going to have all those things you provided? You provided all those things and someone else is going to enjoy them. You provided for yourself. Actually, you've provided for yourself nothing. You've made no provision for yourself. I'm going to take your soul. And what do you have now? Nothing. Because your soul is not yours. You have to own your soul. Ultimately, the program of Jesus Christ and Christianity allows us to possess our souls. You know, sin means our souls have a debt that goes to death. You know, the end thereof is death. And by the sacrifice of Christ, and by faith in Him, and not just by a singular act of faith, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of wealthy Christians out there sitting on piles of money, living in fenced, gated communities, and they've laid up their wealth, and they're giving their 10%. Ooh, maybe they're giving a double tithe, double portion, and they haven't considered. They're still laying up ease for themselves. You know, I mean, someone can have so much. I don't say they have to live as poorly as I do, or as in such treacherous, you know, financial waters as I do. Because this is God's work for me. And I really want to get to the place where I rejoice in the troubles that God sends my way. Considering that I could be troubled like this gentleman. I could have all this money and not have what I do have. I want to be thankful for what I do have. And this is, I say to you poor, you know, don't look at the rich with covetousness or with envy. That's tempting too. You know, you think, oh, if I just had, and they've got millions of dollars, if I just had $100,000, I could put that in the bank and the interest alone, you know, on that, oh my goodness, what a difference that would mean. And if I just had, you know, five bank accounts with $100,000 in it, I mean, 100,000, 500,000, 3-4% interest, 2% interest. 2005, that's $10,000? To some people, you know, $20,000 to some people is nothing. To other people, it's everything. But still, each man according to what's given him. You know, the rich have their burden. The poor have theirs. I want to use my poverty to become rich in faith. So I would trust God. He gives you an opportunity, that's for sure. Because when you have wealth, it's so easy to trust in your riches. You say, everything will be all right because, hey, I've got plenty of money. I've got plenty of food. I've got plenty of... My house is secure, right? And then in the night, you know, brain aneurysm, pneumonia, sudden death, whatever. You just die. Over. Done with. And your goods are given to others. What a foolish way to live. And a lot of people, yeah, they're going to take their ease and they're going to spend. A lot of people do this. Hey, they retire, they spend their money, they take their ease. And you know what? They have the least of all to complain when their souls are lost and they're cast into Gehenna. Because they had everything they wanted out of life. They didn't. You say, oh, I want to live forever too. But you didn't do what was necessary. You say you knew that Christ was Lord. Then why didn't you seek after him? You say you knew that he was God. Then why did you seek to the soothsayers? You placed your trust in man and you placed your trust in riches. And now you've lost your soul. I do feel very sorry. Because I know these things are not given because one is wiser than the other, but because of the grace and mercy of God. And if God is not merciful to us, we will never seek him as we ought to seek him. And we should look at those examples, those who he is calling, we look at those things and remember those examples that we should learn. I can't teach others if I don't teach myself. Verse 22, therefore I say to you, and he said to his disciples, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, neither for the body, what ye shall put on. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. Your clothes, your food, don't think about it. It doesn't mean you get up in the morning and you run out naked, or you go and you just don't eat. But what it means is care and thought. Oh, my future, my food, and worry. I want to worry about this. Oh, the kingdom. Oh, righteousness. Oh, glory. Oh, virtue. Oh, temperance, that I should have these things, that I could lay on contentedness in the Holy Spirit. I need the Holy Spirit. I need his righteousness. I need to be built up in the faith. That's what I want to be concerned about. I want, even though God